Hello and welcome to our reflection for this week from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. This Sunday is known in the Christian calendar as Trinity Sunday, and it's a day when we celebrate and praise our God, particularly as God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The concept of the Trinity is often a difficult one to explain because God is one and also three persons. We worship the one and only God, but we also recognise the distinct persons of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as I mentioned last week, we often struggle particularly to connect with the Holy Spirit, but he is an essential part of God, and he performs absolutely critical work in our lives. So we will celebrate the work of the Trinity, but especially the Holy Spirit in our reflection this week. So I'm reading from John 14, verses 15 to 27. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So before Jesus died on the cross, he encouraged the disciples with promises of what was to come. And the wonderful thing about these promises is that they are for us too. Jesus explains that he will ask the Father, and the Father will give us another advocate, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to all who believe in God through Jesus Christ, and he will dwell within us. But what does it mean for the Holy Spirit to be with us? How does this affect us? We're going to look at a couple of things about what it means for the Holy Spirit to be with us. However, the Holy Spirit is so big and so amazing that we cannot cover everything, even if we were here for days. So, yeah, it's only going to be a brief snippet, because he cannot be limited by our imagination or expectations. So the first thing I want to say is that the Holy Spirit is here to be with us forever. Jesus explicitly tells the disciples that the Holy Spirit will remain with them and us forever. Now this was extremely important for the disciples because Jesus had begun to speak about his own death. At the beginning of chapter 14, Jesus told them, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you?" The disciples were being prepared for Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. And this would have left them feeling uneasy, afraid, and alone. They probably would have been worried about being abandoned, wondering how they would continue on without Jesus physically there to guide them. So this knowledge that Jesus would not leave them as orphans would have been a massive comfort and support. The Holy Spirit would remain with them and never leave them. So they would never have to face the trials and challenges of life without God present to guide and instruct them. They would never have to face the pain and suffering in life without God's comfort and love surrounding and enveloping them. The disciples really needed this wonderful assurance that God was always going to be with them. I don't know about you, but I also really need this wonderful assurance that God is always with me. And I need it especially so at the moment when life is so challenging and uncertain. Jesus promises us that he will not leave us as orphans. He says to us that the Holy Spirit, that through the Holy Spirit, God will make his home with us. This is such an amazing promise. For me, the word home is always associated with a sense of safety and comfort and joy. Now, I know not everyone has the same experience, as many people have unfortunately had painful experiences of home. However, when Jesus tells us that he will make his home with us, it has such an amazing, rich meaning. It brings with it a real sense of protection, of love, of life, of joy. God himself will dwell with us. The Lord of the universe, the creator of all things, the sustainer of life. It is this God that makes his home with us. I always sort of stand back in awe at such an overwhelmingly wonderful promise. God does not leave us as orphans, and instead he makes his home with us by the Holy Spirit dwelling with us forever. And so Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Whatever trials we face, we can be assured that God is with us every step of the way. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that everything will always be easy or simple. But it does mean that we do not have to face anything alone. Fear is a powerful emotion and often leads us to have that fight or flight response. We all experience fear at times, and it can be a vital emotion that warns us of danger. So actually, sometimes it is important that we experience the emotion of fear. However, fear can also be paralysing. That sense when we are so afraid we cannot move or even think properly. When Jesus tells us not to be afraid, he tells us that we do not need to be paralysed by fear any longer, because he is with us. He gives us an everlasting peace that overcomes fear. Now, I recognise that we sometimes struggle to see that peace in our own lives. Perhaps at the moment you are feeling paralysed by fear or overcome with anxiety. So I'd like you to take this time to seek God and ask him to make you aware of his perfect peace, the peace that transcends all understanding. It may not solve whatever circumstances you are experiencing, but ask God for the strength to face your trials. Take a moment now to still yourself and to leave your worries and fears at God's feet, to allow your heart to find that peace that you long for. God, by the Holy Spirit, is with us forever. He dwells, he makes his home with us. So that's the first thing to take from that passage. And the second thing I want to highlight is the promise that the Holy Spirit will be the advocate who will help us. The Greek word that is translated in this passage as advocate is paraclete, and it literally means a person summoned to one's aid. The Holy Spirit comes to help us. But to help us with what? Well, of course, there are a lot of things which the Holy Spirit comes to help us with. So I'm just going to look at a couple. Firstly, I think it's important that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. We live in a world that is full of lies, misdirection, fake news, and confusion. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And this means that he is utterly trustworthy and reliable. We do not have to fear being lied to or misled by the Holy Spirit, because he is, by very nature, truth. I mean, that's a wonderful statement, to know that we never have to fear being lied to. But not only is the Spirit truthful, he also brings truth. He brings us the truth of God and the truth about God. He reveals to us who God is, so that we can love, worship, and serve him more and more. Through the Holy Spirit, we learn about God so that we can imitate him and become more like him in character. And this leads me to the next thing. The Holy Spirit helps us to follow God's command. Numerous times in this passage, Jesus makes a connection between loving him and obeying his commands. He says, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." Obedience of God comes out of our deep love for him. But obedience is only possible because God, by his Spirit, dwells in us. The Holy Spirit transforms us from the inside out to become what God created us to be, and so that we can follow his directions. The Holy Spirit helps us to obey God because he teaches us all things, and he reminds us of the things that Jesus has told us. When you're teaching children, you have to remind them frequently of the rules and instructions, because they will forget. I remember when I was teaching at the nursery, I would have to reiterate instructions often, and I had to be extremely patient, as the children often forgot or just neglected the things I had told them previously. In many ways, we are like children when it comes to following God's directions. We need to be constantly reminded and coached to follow him. And this is exactly what the Holy Spirit does. He guides, nudges, and directs us, sometimes gently and sometimes firmly, so that we stay on the right path and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. It is because of the Holy Spirit that we have the New Testament recorded. The Holy Spirit reminded the writers of the Gospel what Jesus has said, taught, and done, so that those things could be recorded. This allows us and the many other generations of Christians to read about Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is still reminding us personally of what Jesus is saying to each of us. He gives us the ability to recall what is written in the Bible, and also to what God has spoken to us individually over the course of our lives. The Holy Spirit is powerfully at work in our lives. He is always with us and will always be with us. This is something we cannot overstate, because it is amazing. How wonderful is it to know that God is with us, empowering us, comforting us, and strengthening us at all times. To know that we will never be orphans, because we are welcomed into God's family and he remains with us always. Let us continue to praise and thank God for the wonderful gift of his eternal presence through the Holy Spirit. And of course, we also celebrate and thank God that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, is at work helping us to learn the truth about God, the truth about the world, and even the truth about ourselves. Helping us to follow God's teaching by reminding us and giving us the ability to stay true to him, teaching us the wonders of God and guiding us so that we stay on the right path as we follow the Lord. So let's just remind ourselves of who the Holy Spirit is and how he is working in our lives and what an impact he has made and is continuing to make. Amen.